Thunder Bay. A forecast of skyrocketing temperatures and humidity levels is prompting the opening of cooling centers in Thunder Bay. People advocating for change through empowerment, PACE, was in the process Monday morning of making preparations at their premises on Victoria Avenue in the South Core. "We will be open until 8 o'clock at night for sure, and if temperatures remain high, we will stay open longer until people can get into shelters," Executive Director Georgina McKinnon said. On a normal day, PACE's drop-in center sees 60 to 70 clients a day. McKinnon said she expects that number will double during the current hot spell. "We have quite a large vulnerable population in Thunder Bay. Members tell us they don't know what they would do if they didn't have a place to get out of the extreme temperatures. We'd have a lot of people, I think, suffering from heat exhaustion if we were not open." McKinnon added that she knows the clients really appreciate the service. The fridge at the center is stocked with water, Gatorade, juices and healthy snacks. On the north side of the city, Elevate NWO is offering shelter from the heat at its facility on North Cumberland Street. Executive Director Holly Govan said staff will also be patrolling the neighborhood this week to ensure people have sunscreen, hats and hydration. The Thunder Bay District Health Unit has issued an advisory reminding residents to stay hydrated and to be vigilant for signs of heat illness or heat stroke. Heat illness symptoms: dizziness or fainting, nausea or vomiting, headache, rapid breathing and heartbeat, extreme thirst, decreased urination with unusually dark yellow urine. Heat stroke symptoms: high body temperature, unconsciousness, confusion, lack of sweating. Environment Canada has issued a heat warning for most of northwestern Ontario for the next couple of days. In Thunder Bay, the thermometer is expected to reach 33°C on Monday and 34°C on Tuesday. The city's normal daily high for this time of year is about 22°C. An east wind keeps temperatures down in the city, but that could change quickly as of late Monday morning. An east wind off Lake Superior was keeping temperatures at Thunder Bay Airport below 20°C, but meteorologist Jeff Colson said it was already much warmer inland at locations such as Kakabeka Falls. In Atikokan, where the forecast high was 36°C, it was already 30°C at 11 a.m. Colson said he expected there would be a dramatic jump in the temperature in Thunder Bay once the wind shifted to the southwest later in the day. "If the temperatures reach 33°C, it will break the record of 31°C for June 20, which was set in 2005. A new record will also be set for June 21 if the thermometer reaches 34°C on Tuesday. Colson said that by Wednesday, conditions will moderate but it will remain warmer than normal through the weekend.